Tyquan Thornton made the roster. The Chiefs' initial 53 keeps him among six receivers, per Matt McMullen at Chiefs.com, with Marlia Campbell's roster list at KCTV5 confirming him in the same group. That matters because of where his August ended. He left a practice on a cart with a strained hamstring on the 18th, per Joshua Briscoe at Sports Illustrated's Chiefs site. No injured reserve move and no designation of any kind was attached to him at the cutdown. The receivers the Chiefs subtracted were Andrew Armstrong, Jacob DeJesus, and Xavier Lloyd, all waived, and Jimmy Holiday to injured reserve, per the Chiefs transaction announcement at Chiefs.com. That is one half of last week's watch item, answered the way we expected. His spot survived. The other half, whether the hamstring keeps him from being ready for week one, got no answer at all. No return to practice report, no severity grade, no timetable, and no coach comments specific to Thornton surfaced in the reporting we could find between August 24th and the cutdown, and he is not mentioned in the finale coverage per McMullen's game recap. We are not going to read the roster spot as a health report either. A team can carry an injured player through a cutdown without attaching a designation or saying a word about the injury, and neither the Chiefs' roster announcement nor their transaction list says anything about Thornton's hamstring in either direction. The June line on Thornton was role versus efficiency. The deep threat role repeats, the outlier efficiency probably does not, and the two-year contract said the team valued the role. The strain tested the role side the blunt way, through availability, and after cut day, the ledger reads, "The team's half is answered, they kept him. The body's half is unreported." When there is a practice report worth having, we'll bring it to you. Data via NFL Verse.